Greetings, and thank you for joining with me for this last of our summer prayer services. Whatever time of day it is for you, wherever you are in your life, it's important that every now and again we take time to stop, to pray, to encounter the divine in our lives. And that's what these prayer services have been, an opportunity to stop, to pray, to center oneself. And so I thank you for joining with me. And now, as we begin our service, if this is the first one that you've joined us for, there are opportunities for responsive readings as well as unison prayers. So join with me where appropriate. If you do have access to a candle, I invite you to grab it and help to complete the space that you are in. If you don't have a candle, gather around this one with me as we light it together. We light this candle to guide us through this time of prayer. It reminds us of the guide and companion that we have in Jesus Christ. May we follow this light as we offer praise to God this day. May we follow Christ through the trials and triumphs through all our days. Amen. And now I want to invite you to join with me responsively in the reading of Psalm 20. Vindicate me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity, and I have trusted in the Lord without wavering. Prove me, O Lord, and try me. Test my heart and mind. For your steadfast love is before my eyes, and I walk in faithfulness to you. I wash my hands in innocence and go around your altar, O Lord, singing aloud a song of thanksgiving and telling all your wisdom, wondrous deeds. O Lord, I love the house in which you dwell and the place where your glory abides. As we hear the words of this psalm, we are reminded of the preciousness of the spaces where we encounter the holy, the places where we would say is God's home. Sometimes and oftentimes we would say that it's places like this, where the sun shines through stained glass, and where the history comes to remind us of who we are and whose we are. But just as often we encounter God in holy places beyond these walls, in nature, in our homes, in drives to and from the places where we think we need to be. So let us reflect through this time of music on the encounters that we've had with God, those places that we would say are holy. Now, I invite you to join with me as we offer our prayer of confession, an opportunity to come before God and lay bare who we are, who we have been, the ways that we have stumbled or failed in the following of God's own way. Let us offer this prayer together. God of love and fellowship, often in the midst of trying to make the most of the moments to come, we forget to slow down and take notice of the moments that we are in. We want tomorrow to be perfect, but making it so often costs us today. Forgive us when we miss the precious moments where you are reaching out to us. Forgive us when we ignore opportunities to engage with and help change this world because we don't feel ready. Encourage us, enliven us, call to us, and we will answer. We ask this and all things in the name of Christ, our brother. Amen. The assurance of God's love is that God's love for us is neither fickle nor fading. Like the sun, it is always there. Sometimes we can't see it. Sometimes we can't feel it, but sometimes it is because our back is turned. Sometimes it is because we have pulled the veil of shadow over us. So let us turn. Let us embrace God. Let us embrace God's love this day. Amen. And now let us hear the words from the Gospel of Matthew. From that time on, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and undergo great suffering at the hands of the elders and the chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, God forbid it, Lord. This must never happen to you. But he turned to Peter and said, Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are setting your mind on divine things. Not on divine things, but on human things. Then Jesus told his disciples, If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit them if they gain the whole world but forfeit their life? Or what will they give in return for their life? For the Son of Man is to come with his angels in glory of his Father, and then he will repay everyone for what has been done. Truly, I tell you, there are some standing here who will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. As we hear these words, it's hard not to fall into the shoes of Peter and feel a little bit guilty. We don't want Jesus to go off to endure suffering. We don't want things to change like Peter, who wants the good times of healing and helping to continue. We don't want to face those hard times ahead. But Jesus knew, whether he knew because of his divine heritage or whether he knew because it was just good human common sense, he knew that one cannot live a full life if they only live in the good times. We are shaped as much by our trials as we are by our triumphs. And so let us reflect in this moment on those times where we have encountered Christ in those hardest and darkest of times. Let us open ourselves and offer those prayers which live in our hearts, prayers that we long to share with God, knowing that God knows us inside and out. Let us lift high our thanksgivings and our concerns to the one who blesses us and carries us through our trials and our troubles. We come to you this day, O God, with thanks for so much and for so many people. We give thanks for the summer that has been and for the days yet to come. We thank you for the sunshine that has warmed us through these days and for the rain that has brought rejuvenation to your creation. We also give thanks for the many people who have been risking and sacrificing their time and their health for the betterment of all. We give thanks for healthcare workers, for emergency workers, for food service industry workers, for those who stock shelves, for those who have helped us through this difficult time. We ask that you give them strength to continue through the days ahead. Give them courage to face whatever may come. Hear, O God, our thanks for so many people and for so much beauty in this world. We also come to you this day with prayers of concern and prayers of encouragement for the new school year. We pray for university students who will be starting to do classes in a whole new way. Some will be near their university, some will be time zones away, and they will be learning together in the new virtual space. Give them what they need to thrive in this time. We pray for students going back to elementary school, students going back to high school. The formats will be different. The classes may be smaller. The way that they learn will be different. And so we pray, O God, for your inspiration and for your encouragement on them as they find a new way through their education. Last but certainly not least, we pray for our educators, for teachers, for professors, for teaching assistants. Give them patience. Give them perseverance through these difficult and strange times. Hear, O God, our prayers for all those who are entering or re-entering the education system in the coming weeks. We also pray for our communities of faith. As our joint efforts of Downtown United come to a close, both Wilmot and St. Paul's will be embarking on something new. For those who will be continuing online worship, we ask that you bring those who are most gifted with technology to guide us through these times. For those who will be returning to in-person worship, we pray for continued good health, for our care of neighbor to be stronger than our care of self. We pray that good sense might prevail as we strive to keep one another safe. No matter how we worship, we ask that you continue to inspire and guide us on our path through this life, O God. Hear our prayers for ourselves, for one another, as we engage in worship of and with you. Lastly, we pray for ourselves. We know that we are a part of a larger community, but we also know that we as individuals need to find our own way a lot of the time. And so we ask that you give us the strength that we need to stand in the face of whatever may come. We ask for courage to face the days ahead, uncertain though they may be. Most of all, we ask that you fill us with hope. Hope for tomorrow, hope for the future, hope for a better world in the wake of what is happening right now. Hear, O God, our prayers for ourselves. These are the prayers of your people, O God, prayers offered from our lips and shouted from the depths of our hearts. And so, we ask that you hear them as we bring them together, as we bind them together in the prayer that Christ taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now, if you did light a candle at the start of this prayer service, this last of our prayer services, I invite you to blow it out. I would also like to invite you over the coming days and weeks and months to look back on our prayer services that we've had over the last few months. And when you find that you need to create a space, make use of these videos or even just of the guide that we have on our website. There's no reason that you shouldn't be able to create a holy space where you can encounter God, where you can find rest and rejuvenation. And now, I invite you to join with me in our prayer for guidance. This light goes out, O Christ, but you, O Christ, shine on the way before us. Guide us from this day into the next. Encourage us to share who we are and the gifts you have given us with the world around us. Inspire us to seek your presence in every moment. We ask this and all things in your name, O Christ, our companion and friend. Amen. And now, go. Go with the love of God in your hearts, with the peace of Christ in your hands, and with the power of the Holy Spirit at your backs, to share the good news that you have heard this day. Amen.